Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Understanding Product Lifecycle. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Technical Product Management in the Technical Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key stages of the product lifecycle, the importance of each phase in product management, and effective techniques for managing transitions between these phases. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to comprehend the product lifecycle and its implications for product management strategies. Main content: the product lifecycle phases. The product lifecycle consists of four distinct phases: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Understanding these phases is crucial for effective product management. This is the phase where a new product is launched into the market. During this time, awareness is built, and marketing efforts are focused on educating potential customers about the product's benefits. Sales are typically low as consumers are still learning about the product, and the company may incur high costs due to marketing and distribution efforts. For example, in the finance industry, a new budgeting app might be introduced, requiring significant marketing to attract initial users. Growth: in the growth phase, sales begin to increase as the product gains traction. Customers are becoming more aware and are starting to recognize the value of the product. Competitors may also enter the market with similar offerings. During this time, companies often focus on improving features, expanding distribution channels, and enhancing customer support. For instance, if our budgeting app from earlier starts to gain users, the company might add new features like investment tracking to satisfy growing customer demands. Maturity: the maturity phase occurs when sales growth slows down as the product reaches its peak market penetration. At this point, the market is saturated and competition is fierce. Companies need to implement strategies to maintain market share, such as product differentiation or cost management. For example, the budgeting app might introduce premium features or subscription models to retain users and increase revenue. Decline: finally, the decline phase is characterized by a decrease in sales as the product loses its appeal, often due to market saturation or the introduction of newer alternatives. Companies must decide whether to rejuvenate the product, discontinue it, or divest. For instance, if the budgeting app fails to innovate while competitors release superior products, it may see a decline in users and revenue. Importance of each phase in product management. Recognizing the significance of each phase of the product lifecycle is essential for product managers. Each phase requires distinct strategies and approaches. In the introduction phase, product managers must focus on building brand awareness and educating the market. Effective communication and marketing strategies are key to capturing initial interest. During growth, it's crucial to scale operations and enhance customer satisfaction. Product managers should focus on user feedback to guide improvements and maintain competitive advantages. In maturity, the emphasis shifts to sustaining market share and exploring new revenue opportunities. Product managers may need to evaluate pricing strategies and consider partnerships or integrations that can add value to the product. Finally, in decline, product managers must analyze whether to invest in revitalizing the product or to pivot to new opportunities. This strategic decision can significantly impact the company's future direction. Techniques for managing transitions between phases. Effectively managing transitions between the phases of the product lifecycle is vital for long-term success. Here are some techniques to consider. Market research. Continuous market research helps product managers recognize shifts in consumer behavior and competitive landscapes. By staying informed, they can adjust strategies preemptively to better navigate transitions. Agile development. Adopting agile methodologies allows for rapid iterations of product features based on user feedback. This can be particularly beneficial during the growth phase when customer needs may evolve quickly. Cross-functional teams. Collaborating with marketing, sales, and customer support can provide comprehensive insights and strategies for transitioning between phases. A united approach ensures that all departments are aligned with the product's objectives. Lifecycle management tools. Investing in product lifecycle management, PLM, software can streamline the management process, providing data-driven insights that aid in decision-making as the product progresses through its life cycle. Conclusion. In conclusion, understanding the product life cycle is essential for effective product management. Each phase presents unique challenges and opportunities that require tailored strategies to navigate successfully. By comprehending the implications of the product life cycle, you are better equipped to make informed decisions that can lead to the success of your products. Reflection questions. How can you apply the knowledge of the product life cycle to enhance your product management strategies at Test Company? What techniques will you implement to manage transitions between different phases of your product's life cycle? Reflect on a product you use frequently. Can you identify which phase of the product life cycle it is currently in, and what that means for its future?